Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get 3 bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Let me tell you about a time I used to work at a convenience store. I had seen a lot of things going down there, especially at night. All types of weird people came into the store. One time, an old lady came in. She seemed harmless enough. She said hello when she came through the door, which seemed like a wonderful thing to me.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero croissant and the 3-gram net carb Hero pan au chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread, see nutrition facts on hero.co.
I mean, no one even bothers to acknowledge the person at the cash register. Sometimes, not even when they want to pay something. So, the old lady comes in, and because she seemed so nice, I didn't think anything about it. After almost 20 minutes of looking through the aisles, she came to the counter with a can of peas. I scanned the product, and she was on her way. But before she went out of the store, a chocolate bar, an expensive bottle of wine, and several bags of candy fell from inside her big coat. Another time, two little boys came in. They seemed like they were twins, although not identical. They were about 12 or 13 years old. As I was minding my business at the cash register, I heard a commotion, so I went to see what was going on. As I arrived at the scene, cereal and juice were spilled on the floor, and the boys were laughing and laughing with their phones out. It seemed like they were filming a TikTok or something. But I'm not here to tell you about all these harmless things that happened at the store. I have one story that stands out, and it does by a mile. It's about one particular guy. I'll never forget his face. It was a boring Wednesday afternoon. Nothing special about that day. Well, actually, nothing special happened all week, and I was grateful for that. I like things to be in a certain way. A guy walked in. He was about 6 feet tall, but very skinny. It seemed like he didn't eat a lot at all. Of course, like all the other customers do, he ignored me while I was sitting at the counter and he walked past me, going straight to the frozen food section from what I could see. He grabbed a couple of frozen whole chickens and puts them in his shopping cart. Then, he headed over to the produce section and picked up some tomatoes and potatoes. Nothing out of the ordinary there. After he was done with the vegetables, it seemed like he was heading towards the counter. But I was wrong. He just stopped in his tracks and turned the other way. I couldn't see where he was going, but I had a feeling that something was wrong. Not long after that, I heard a loud noise. I rushed towards the place where the noise came from, and I almost saw all of my peanut butter jars on the floor. The man was just standing there, with his head pointed towards the floor, looking at those jars. "What happened, sir? Are you okay?" I asked him politely.
"Yeah, peanut butter.
That's all he said to me, while still staring at those jars that were rolling by his feet. "Did you do this, sir?" I asked him after he said he was okay.
"It's not my fault,"
he responded before lifting his head and looking at me. Then, without saying another word, he started walking past me, heading towards the counter and putting his chicken and vegetables on it. "Oh, I'll just deal with this later," I told myself, and I headed towards him so I can scan his groceries. I did just that, and after, with a smile on my face, I looked at the guy and said, "Have a good day, sir."
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero croissant and the 3-gram net carb Hero pan au chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread see nutrition facts on hero.co.
But he didn't even look at me. He grabbed his bag and rushed outside the store without even a goodbye. I thought it was rude, but you know, it wasn't the first time that happened, and certainly it wouldn't be the last. I decided not to think any more about it, and I rearranged the peanut butter before returning to the counter. This was my first encounter with that guy. An entire week passed, and I didn't see him. Not until next Wednesday. "Hello, sir. How was the chicken?" I greeted him. Again, he didn't acknowledge me. He just headed towards the products. I sighed and tried not to let it bother me. But to be honest, I was getting kind of sick of people not saying hello to me. Another person came in, and to my surprise, she said hello and even asked how my day was going. Finally, "I'm doing very well. How about you?" I responded with a big smile on my face. "I'm great. Just came in for a little bit of shopping," the lady responded while she chuckled. About 10 minutes went by and a loud noise startled me. It sounded exactly as it did the last time that guy was in the store. I went over to check it out and the peanut butter was on the floor again. "Sir, did you do this?" I asked him. At that point, it was obvious that he was doing it on purpose.
"It's not my fault,"
he screamed at me. And at that moment, I really lost it. I said that I would go and check the security cameras if he doesn't come clean. The guy started yelling again, telling me the exact same thing, that it's not his fault.
"Sir, please leave the store. I'm sorry, but you have to go," I told him.
He got even angrier and then shouted again at me.
"It's not my fault. It's the peanut butter. It's the peanut butter's fault."
I was left speechless. What did he mean? The peanut butter's fault? While we were going back and forth, the lady that came in earlier approached us. We stopped shouting for a moment as she was right at the peanut butter shelf. She picked up one of the jars. The guy switched his attention towards the lady, looking her in the eyes.
"What are you doing?"
he asked, while almost shouting.
"I'm buying it for my son. He's 10, and it's good for his health. I myself have always been a fan of it since I was a little girl,"
the lady said right before she laughed. It seemed like she relieved the tension, but I was wrong. The guy flipped out, and using a ketchup bottle, he first hit the lady's hand, knocking the peanut butter jar out of her hand. Before the lady could react, he smashed the bottle on her neck. The lady starts bleeding all over the floor, and the guy had a look in his eyes that seemed like he was about to commit murder. He was looking me in the eyes, and he took a step towards me. I turned around and ran outside as fast as I could. After I had run a safe distance, I called the cops. They quickly arrived, and they were just around the corner and took the guy to jail. I later learned something about him. Apparently, his mother was deranged and fed him peanut butter for the first 10 years of his life, in breakfast, lunch, and dinner, never missing a day. The guy ran away from his home when he was 11 and has hated peanut butter since then. While I felt bad for the poor guy, his reaction towards the lady was still uncalled for. Too scared to subscribe?
I sighed with frustration as I entered my apartment. It was hard to believe that I got underpaid for the modeling job I did. That was what was likely to happen because according to them, I'm an upcoming model. Modeling was my passion since I was a little girl. Luckily, I grew up to be tall enough to have a career as a model. It had been hard to pay my bills, and I thought the money I got for the job would be a bit more significant.
Normally in these ads, you'd expect someone like me to ask you to buy something. But I want to ask you to do something different. I'm Dave Farenthold, and I'm a reporter for the New York Times. I'm an investigative reporter, which means that I follow the money, inside of government and outside of government. The point of my job is to find things people are trying to hide. It involves talking to lots of people. It involves looking through lots and lots of documents. And if there weren't folks like me to go beyond the surface to understand who is really shaping what the government does, the public will be left in the dark about what the government's doing with your tax money, what the government's doing to you through regulations and spending. If you're like me and you think this kind of journalism is important, seek out a news source that does firsthand, fact-based reporting. If that's the New York Times, thank you. If that's your local paper, that's great too, because where you get your information matters.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
My internet subscription expired 2 days ago, and I couldn't afford to renew it. My friend, Jessica, had been the one paying for my meals these past few days. I couldn't ask her for any more favors. An idea lit up in my head, and I got up from my couch. I knocked on one of the apartments across the hall. It was occupied by two guys. They seemed nice enough, always greeting me pleasantly. I was really desperate, and the kind of life I live made me unashamed about asking for help. The door opened and one of them came out. The dark-haired one. He was named Tom. "Hey, Tom, I need to ask for a favor," I said, my hands together in a pleading gesture. I hoped he granted me my request. It would save me money. "Sure, if I can do it, I will. Come in, Lily," he said with a smile. The living room was beautifully decorated. Paintings hung on the wall, giving the space a cool atmosphere. Tom asked me to sit down and asked him what I wanted. I took a deep breath and asked if they could let me use their Wi-Fi. I explained my situation to him, and he listened with his head cocked to one side. Just when I was waiting for his answer with a bated breath, the other guy, Francis, came out from one of the rooms. He paused when he saw me on the couch. "Lily, so nice to see you. Do you need anything?" Francis asked. I glanced at Tom, and he told Francis the reason I came. Tom was just about to tell me that I could have access to it and that he was happy to help out. Francis nodded in agreement, telling me that it would be their pleasure. I got the details of the Wi-Fi. The name was Peanut Butter. I raised my eyebrows in question and they replied that the peanut butter was their favorite spread. I laughed and thanked them profusely before heading back to my apartment. For the next 2 weeks, I went out to try and search for a gig. Most times, I was unsuccessful. Once in a while, though, I got some calls. The pay at the end of the day was barely able to feed me. I continued to use the Wi-Fi Tom and Francis gave me access to. The name Peanut Butter still made me smile in amusement whenever I used it. I could cross internet subscription off my list now. I applauded myself. I was a struggling model, but still, I was living okay. I frowned, thinking, but I got called for a modeling opportunity. If I went out with Alice, I could ask her to cover my transportation to the gig. I couldn't ask Jessica since she was still paying for my meals. I nodded in satisfaction. My plan was good. So I called Alice to ask her to wait for me so we could go together. I got home late, exhausted after many hours of standing, posing, and being blinded by the camera lights. I showered and went to brush my teeth, getting ready for bed. The sound of my door being kicked open startled me. I quickly rinsed my toothbrush and rushed out, scared. "Police, put up your hands." 3 police officers were in my living room, guns drawn. Their faces were serious and they looked at me with hard gazes. I complied, too shocked to do anything else. Was I being arrested? I racked my brain, but I was sure I had done nothing that warranted arrest. So what was going on? I was still frozen when one of them came close and handcuffed me. I shook myself and asked them why I was being arrested. I added that they probably had the wrong person. I had never done anything illegal in my life. The police officer that handcuffed me said that I was under arrest for engaging in illegal online activities. My laptop was confiscated and I was taken to the station for questioning. So many thoughts were running through my head. Did someone frame me? Was there a mix-up somewhere? I spent that night alone in a cell. I had never been arrested, so it was a new experience for me. It was an experience I did not want to have again. After my laptop was thoroughly checked and nothing illegal was found, they released me the next day. I kept wondering why I got suspected in the first place. As I got to my apartment, I noticed that the door to Tom and Francis's apartment was left open. I shrugged and entered my place, not thinking much about it. The next day, there was a knock on my door. It was the police officer that had questioned me. He told me that the illegal activities were carried out from Tom and Francis's laptops, and he was sorry for the stress I went through. I nodded in confusion. It never occurred to me that my neighbors could be criminals. I thought they were nice. The police were able to seize their laptops eventually, but both the guys were nowhere to be found. Their wardrobes were still intact, only their personal things were missing. They probably ran away the same night the police came to arrest me. It was discovered that they visited the dark web regularly and even paid to watch illegal things there. When I started using their Wi-Fi, it was the same network that was logged into the dark web. The police traced the address and it led to me. That's why I was arrested, even though I was innocent. Over the phone, I narrated my ordeal to Jessica. I told her about my experience with the police and spending a night in jail. I explained to her about my neighbors and how they were practicing illegal activities. "Lily, this freeloading life of yours almost got you in trouble. As your friend, I advise you stop making others take up your responsibilities, at least not strangers. I know things are difficult for you now, but if you replan how you live your life, you'll see that it will get better," Jessica said. I sighed. I understood what Jessica was saying, and I promised her that I would act on it.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAPS sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Bite into a stacked sandwich made with Hero Bread or a fully loaded bagel, and the only thing you'll think is delicious. You won't think it's up to 19 grams of protein, but it is. You wouldn't believe it has 11 to 32 grams of fiber, but it does. Hero Bread makes loaves, buns, tortillas, bagels, and noodles packed with taste but without all the net carbs. We're talking 0 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. With Hero Bread, there are no compromises, just flavor. There's none of the stiff baked goods you expect from better-for-you brands. There's just the soft, fluffy bread you crave. Plus, small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the popular 2-gram net carb Hero croissant and the 3-gram net carb Hero pan au chocolat. And right now, Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code IHEART at checkout. That's code IHEART at hero.co. All figures per serving of Hero Bread see nutrition facts on hero.co.
The episode I had with the police was one I hope to never repeat in my life.
Thank you. Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction to facelifts and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Sierra has all the best active and outdoor brands for the super athletic stuff, like running gear for cruising up the trail.
Woo!
And the super athlete-ish stuff, like fishing gear for chilling by the creek. Nice cast. Fitness apparel to push for higher reps. You got this. And golf balls priced so you can afford to lose one. Or a few. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athlete-ish, Sierra's got it.